Okay, so first off, Ivan, just tell me a little bit about what this pandemic has been like for you and your work.
It's been difficult. I must say, simply because of the limitations with the transportation, we're having to do quite a bit more of deliveries to the people that cannot make it to the food bank itself, and we have quite a few in that class. Also, to just go out and purchase food, and especially with the food share that we do with other food banks, and one of the food banks that we do food shares with that's been very generous to us is Renfrew. And with the food bank in Renfrew, what's happening is that whenever they call and say, we've got some food that we could share, well, we cannot always make it. Although we use the food, we can't always make it because of lockdowns or not the right date, or because now all the like I'm into my senior years now. I'm 71, and I get a lot of doctor's appointments because I'm starting to have a few medical concerns, and so dates don't always jive together with the times that we're requested to go to the other food banks. But anyway, we work around that, and I always get a partner to go anyway whenever I can. So it's been working out, but it's so much easier if it wasn't for COVID. The other issue is, just the regular day purchasing of food and looking after our clients. We had to set up we had to set up outside to be able to serve our clients properly, so that we're protected and they're protected. So what we do, we set up a table outside, pack their food in boxes, and bring it out to them. Well, from the lists that they give us that they would like to have. And we fill up the boxes, and most we bring the boxes outside to fill up their bags themselves. And that seems to be working out all right for us. But with COVID, though, it's helped us in other ways. And it's not all a hindrance. It's helped us with the grants that are available from the various organizations that we've gotten grants for, and from our clients. Our clients have been, or sorry, not our clients, but our donors have been very, very generous in the Petawawa area, where we're not hurting for anything right now, like for food and stuff like that, because of the generosity of our people.
Awesome. And of course, this pandemic has been very, economically crippling on a lot of folks in the community. So tell me what that's been like for you to, provide such a basic need as food. I'm sure it's been a lot on you to, a big burden on your shoulders to provide this for people in the community, right?
It has, but like I mentioned, with the donations that we've been getting and some of the grants that we've received from the community, we've managed to keep very well stocked. Matter of fact, our people I would say that they're getting quite a bit more food now than what they were getting prior to COVID.
Okay. And what's the biggest challenge that you've faced during the pandemic?
The biggest challenge, getting the clients to the food bank. And that has been our biggest challenge. Our number of clients actually coming to the food bank has diminished some, as compared to what we were getting before. And that's because the government was giving out quite a bit of money to everybody, it seemed. So that they did not really need to come to the food bank, our clients, which is a good thing, but we've had a lot of our stock expired in the meantime, and we were trying to, you know, give more and more stock to the clients, but we ended up sharing it with other people like the Golden Lake Food Bank and the Pembroke Food Bank, Madawaska. So by sharing with the other food banks, we managed not to get too much food spoiled, mm-hmm. but some would still spoil. Mm-hmm. And that was because our clientele did not really need to come to the food bank as often.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and from the people that you are serving, the users that you are serving, you know, what kind of stories are they telling you what their life is like during the pandemic? Like, what drove them to the food bank?
Well, most of our clients, the majority of our clients are seniors, single seniors, and the biggest issue was basically transportation.
Okay.
Like before they would call a friend or use a social worker to come to the food bank, and because of the lack of people available to help out with the seniors, a lot of them could not make it to the food bank. So they would call and we'd deliver the food. And that's what we're doing. We deliver some of the food if they can't make it to the food bank. Now, some of them have got into the habit of calling their social workers, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And the social workers are really cooperative. So they really help out. And that way, everybody gets fed.
Okay.
That's... I mean, you know, we've picked up a few more clients that we did not have before COVID, you know, young families and stuff like that, that would normally shy away from the food banks, but we've picked them up as clients, and which is quite beneficial for them, and it really gives us a really warm feeling in our hearts when we're serving them, because we know that, you know, they're using us, they're using the food bank as a just to help themselves out, mm-hmm. for the time being while they've lost their jobs or mm-hmm. whatever, and you can tell that they're really needy, mm-hmm. and you know, that's what we're there for. It's just we don't turn anybody away.